Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lucretia Hayes, your host of The Awakening, and thank you for joining me again today for Money Empowerment, talking about how to make your money work for you so that you're not working enslaved for the money. You may notice a little background noise, but I actually had quite a few that was going on today, so I'm having to do this from the hospital. So please, background noise, but the information that I actually want to give you today is just so important that I couldn't afford to cancel the show. Guys, I appreciate all of the Thursdays you've dedicated to your finances and to your personal empowerment and all that. My co-host, Armeet, myself, we really, really sincerely appreciate your support. If you hadn't purchased a copy of any of my books yet, make sure you go to www.lucretiahayes, that's spelled LACHAYES.com, and you'll be able to look at a lot of the books I already have out, plus some of the ones that I have coming out. Last year, we released 6 books, all kind of empowering information, and we're getting ready to release a book called Meet. That you're leaving on the table if you're not involved in a network marketing business. You know, I used to say no to every opportunity that I was presented for marketing because since I had my own business, I didn't need a network marketing home-based business. I thought that I kind of had a handle on things. You know, I was a leg up on those who had to punch clock for a living. But what I discovered was that I was literally really still in their same boat because when I added up the hours I was putting into my business versus the money that I was putting into my pocket, I was working for less than minimum wage for quite some time. But, of course, what I do, I love doing, so I probably even do it for free. But, you know, that's not wisdom either. When you're trying to build a good life, you have to make wise financial decisions. So when my econ was presented to me a year ago, on the 16th would be my one-year anniversary. I'm super happy about that. My bestie was showing all kinds of progress. I mean, she went in, Armeetra went in, and just boom, 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 everything began to happen. And I began to question, like, okay, what is she doing, you know, and if it's something I could do. And, of course, I ended up joining the opportunity, and I dedicated myself to actually, it's like, if I'm going to be in this opportunity, I need to do what is laid out for me. Well, in the midst of learning all of these benefits, I discovered something, that most of us fail financially because we're not equipped with all the information. See, all of us have heard of, if you want to have nice things, you got to get a job and you got to work. Almost everybody was raised that way. Unfortunately, it seems like only the elite are being raised to not have a job, but to own other people's jobs. In other words, to have your own business. You know, I don't like using the word levels, but if you can think of a flight of stairs, you know, each time you step up, you're going higher. You have to make the choice. You have to climb the stairs. You know what I mean? And when it comes to business, it's no different. Today's episode, I want to talk about getting a kickstart, getting out of neutral, getting off of idle, and actually getting involved in life, in your finances, in fixing whatever it is that's actually plaguing you right now. See, for some people, their financial problems are directly in correlation with maybe relationship problems or maybe self-control or anger issues. It could be just a whole host of things. And so as part of the awakening, the money empowerment seeks to help you to see that you need to be whole, not only emotionally, not only spiritually, not only, mentally, whole financially. You cannot continue to spend as quickly as you get it and then later on find yourself complaining, wondering, how am I going to get medicine and buy my food, you know, or how am I going to pay my gas and buy food? You don't need to have those worries weighing up on you when you've gotten beyond the years where you can work. And so that means right now, guys, I want you to understand this, right now is the time for you to put a foot forward and begin working on your finances. You cannot depend on the government. You can't depend on disability. You can't depend on Social Security. You cannot depend on family, friends. You can't even depend on husband and wife. People lose their spouses all the time, whether to death or to some other situation. So your financial condition is dependent upon you. Your emotional condition is your choice. Your condition in anything ultimately comes down to what decisions you have made and you're willing to make now. If there's something in your life in any aspect, but financially or any aspect, that you don't like, that you don't care for, that's causing you pain and discomfort, then you have to change those things. Now, when it comes to money, of course, who doesn't want to hit the lottery? I mean, that's the easy way. Here's the scary thing. There are people who have hit $200 million lotteries and went broke. There are people who have 10s, 20s, up to $50 million in the music industry and went broke. Why? Because even Donald Trump filed bankruptcy several times. But he made his back every time. And I'm going to explain to you the difference in, let's just say, a Donald Trump and an MC Hammer. Okay. When you are a lottery winner, I ain't going to talk about MC Hammer. I like MC. He was my man for a while. Shoot. But when it comes to a lottery winner versus Donald Trump, who only hit lucky number all of this money, when they don't make sound financial decisions, or if they trust the wrong person and make some bad investments, or if any of that goes on and they lose everything they have, then they have nothing to rebuild with. Trump's wealth is in his head, not in some lucky numbers. So no matter what is taken away, he understands how to build again. And so that is super important, guys. It's super important. You have to build your wealth from your mind. That's why we do these shows, because here's the thing. Can Google and find out that, you know what, in order to become wealthy, you need to be an investor. You need to really be a business owner. 98%, if not 99%, I believe. I think it was 98% I read, or 97. It was a high 90s, of wealthy people in America are business owners. Is that something? Let me explain something else to you. Did you know that most of the people who are working right now, because, and I want to bring this up because it's really important to discredit an argument that's going to pop into your head before it settles there. A lot of people say, I don't want to wait, make someone else rich. I don't want nobody else getting paid on me, yada, 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 yada. But here's the thing, believe it or not, when you have a job and you hit a clock, your paycheck, the deduction to the business owner, he's paying you, but he's getting that right back. He's paying for his location. He's paying lights, gas, and water, or whatever else is in that building. He's paying for phone and internet. He's paying for insurance and this and that. All of that stuff is tax deductible. So then you may very well be paying more taxes at the end of the year than your boss who owns the business. This happens. I believe it was, which one of those guys was it? I kind of forgot now, but he bragged about Bill Gates. He bragged about paying less taxes than his secretary. That is scary, guys. It's absolutely scary. Let me tell you this. Your money is a tool. Think of it as a ratchet. It won't do anything. You got to move it. You have to do something with it. Well, your money, what a lot of us do with it is spend it. It's like from hand to mouth. That's how we live. Paycheck to paycheck, barely making it, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you know, just dodging creditors and all that. Who wants to live like that when you don't have to? Now, some of you are saying, she's talking about all this investment stuff and all of this business ownership stuff. I don't know how to do anything. I don't have any particular skill set anybody's going to pay me for. I don't know a lot of people. You have all of these objections in your head that has you stuck in neutral. But have you noticed something? As long as you're listening to all those objections and those excuses, you're missing opportunities. aren't you tired of being in 2015 where you were in 2010? You done got two raises, but you don't see no proof of it because you still can't afford to pay all of your bills. The car note, the insurance, and the this and the that and the this and the that, all of that stuff is just eating your paycheck up. And it's terrible. And I know in a minute Armitria is going to blow your mind with some stuff. And before she comes on, I just kind of want to open the door for you guys so you guys can really see that it's not up to your boss to make you rich. It's not up to your parents to leave you a whole lot of money. If they do, that's great, but it's not up to them. You are fully equipped with everything you need to make money. Now, going back to what I just said about excuses, I can't do, I can't do. This is the beauty of network marketing and particularly my econ. Now, you want to join, great. If you don't want to join, I understand. I can only share my experience and the experience I'm seeing other people that I know have. When it comes to this business, all you have to do is be able to open your mouth and talk and move your fingers and type. It is seriously that easy. All of the groundwork has been done. That's the beauty of a network marketing business. When I began Lanico Enterprise, I had to do my bylaws and articles. I had to make sure my business plan was done. I had to find my freelancers and stuff. I had to find vendors, and I had to lay the groundwork all by myself. I spent a whole half just laying the foundation of my business and not making a dime. When I came into my econ, I was in 2 weeks before I got my first check. I didn't do anything special and amazing. I just shared. I said, hey, I'm doing this new thing now, and it's exciting, and this information is great. And I just started sharing links to the information that was already done, the groundwork that was already made. It was like it's like a plug-and-play system. And I began to get paid. And so the first $23 and some check, I was like, oh, my God, I'm super excited. I got a check just for sharing something. It wasn't a whole lot, you know, but it was a check for sharing something. It wasn't even hard. It took me 5 or 10 minutes. Then my next check was 50-something. My next check was 70-something. My next check was 90-something. And then it just started going up to the hundreds, and then, boom, I hit the $1,000 bonus, and then, boom, I hit the $1,000 bonus again. Boom, boom, boom. It just kept happening for me. And I had the support of a dynamic group of people. But I had a lot of people challenging my beliefs, and that's what today's show is about, challenging your beliefs that keep you on the fence, that keep you making excuses, that keep you turning around, going back to habits that are breaking not only your emotional state and your mental state, but breaking your financial situation down to nothing. If you are broke right now and you have a job, it is because of ignorance, not because you're not a good worker, even though there may be some people like that. I know none on this show, though, because we all believe in excellence over here. But nevertheless, there is an issue with what you know, okay? And so what we're trying to do is teach you the rules to the game that you are not going to learn in a regular school, that you don't see in your day-to-day life. The rules of the game is own a business, invest your money, watch your spending, manage your debt. I was talking to, real quick, last story, and then I'm turning it over to Armitria. I was talking to one of the co-founders of MightyCon. His name is Alvin Curry. I felt like, oh, my God, he's just riding me. Because I really, really couldn't even imagine just buying a house cash, you know, or just buying a car cash. Or all that. I bought a car cash. I take that back. But a house, it was like buying a house cash and all this, not having any debt. He advocates no debt, and then he showed me on the backboard how it works. He said, what's the house you want? It's about $350,000 house, yada, 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 you know. And he said, well, what you can do is finance one for $80,000 or $90,000, and that's about how much you're going to pay, $300,000 and some at the end of it. He said, or you can put your money into a mechanism that grows, and then you can, at the same time, build extra income. See, when you're earning, like Armitria, I ain't going to tell all her story, y'all, because she is on the phone. But when you're earning something like $3,000 and $4,000 a week, $12,000, when your checks are that large, you can invest $10,000 and $15,000. It'd be easy to do. But she didn't start there, but she did work her way up to that. Even myself, I started investing with $25. Now I'm up to doing $100. And I'm intending to keep growing that as my income grows. But I'm putting part of my money and paying off my debt. In my mind, this is the last year I'll have a car note. And I hope to God that I never again have to finance a car. How is this possible? I'm going to let Armitria pick it up right there, because, guys, I don't want you to think, oh, she's just trying to push us on this tiny kind of thing. It's not just my word. It's not even Parmetria's word. And soon we're going to have some more MyEcon testimonials over here. And then I might even grab some people from some, because I've done it before. I had some people on from Skinny Body Care and some different places, have them on to share with you the results of just getting busy, getting with it, believing that it's possible. To me, I believe if anybody else has done it, then I can do it, and that's the truth. Armetria, are you on the line?
Can you hear me? Hey,
I hear you. Hi.
Awesome. Hey, boo.
I missed you. How's it been going?
Okay, it's going really, really good, Lucretia. I can't complain at all. All I can do is be grateful.
Amen. I understand. Well, today we have a full line. We have 9 people who have called in. I don't know how many are signed onto the internet, but apparently people are really ready to build their finances. So I just want to turn the last half of the show over to you. I know you are always dynamic.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I noticed today that you were talking to people about really growing their income. And let me just expound on that a little bit, because a lot of people think that if they get a job and they make more money, then that means that will be the end all to their problems. And that's just not true, because we see people like Toni Braxton, MC Hammer, and mm-hmm. a whole arsenal of other folks who have had lots of money, but they also ended up very, very broke because they lacked strategy. And they lacked that continuous circle, which means that, you know, their money was constantly growing and that they had control over it. So it's not about how much money you actually make. It's about how much you actually get to keep, you get to grow, and you get to actually enjoy, if that makes sense. And so what we do, and you said that you're not pushing my e-com. Well, guess what, guys? I am. Because I've been the Rahab of network marketing, and I've been in just about every company there is, and not one of them has taught me what their owners know, and that
wow.
is how to grow my finances and how to use strategy to actually become wealthy. You understand? And so what I'm saying is that the owners of those companies know about tax breaks. They know about all of those things, which is why they have car programs. But they don't teach you that by them giving you a car is something to really pacify you, but they're the ones that's getting a tax break for allowing you to rent their Bentley. I call it a Rentley. or their Cadillac,
yeah.
because you can't write that off on your taxes, but they can. And so companies, you know, like MyEcom, we teach you the back office stuff. We teach you the inner workings of business and how it works. So that you're able, so that you have the financial education, and that's the important part. It's what you know, because what you don't
yeah.
know is hurting you. There's a saying that what your man don't know won't hurt you. Well, guess what? In the financial game, what you don't know will hurt you. Okay, that don't work the
yeah.
same up in the financial department. So, all of that to say, guys. So when you make more money, some of us say, if I had a 6-figure income, I'd be the bomb.com. I can pay my bills. I can do this. But if you don't have a strategy with that 6-figure income, it's going to be like you're still going to be like borderline broke. Why? Because you're going to still be living paycheck to paycheck. Why? Because you still have the same habits. Why? Because you haven't been taught any strategy. And so why is the 6 figures going to help you out? Because you all of your money, you're going to increase your lifestyle. Why? Because you haven't been taught how to live, you know, without having those strategies in place. And so one of the strategies that we teach you is, like Lucretia said, minimizing your taxes. The more money you make, the more they're going to take, okay? And so, therefore, if you have a home-based business, such as MyEcon, that's actually teaching you those tax breaks, then what's going to happen is you're going to lower your taxable income. And what does that mean? You get to keep more of your money. And this works for the 6-figure income. This works if you're making $12,000 a year, if you're making $1 million a year. And Creed was pointing out, and actually Creed was Warren Buffett who was bragging and said that he pays less taxes than his secretary. And the reason why he pays less taxes is not because he's a millionaire, because remember what I just said, the more money you make, the more they take. But what really helps to cover him as a multi-billionaire, he's a billionaire, I'm sorry, that covers his butt as a multi-billionaire is that the brother has businesses, and so he understands minimizing his taxes, lowering his taxable income. And when he buys something, 9 times out of 10, it's a what, Lucretia? A business tax write-off. So there are things that you're doing every single day. You're going to do them anyway. You're going to drive your car anyway. You're going to use your internet service anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're going to live in your house and type on a computer anyway. Why not have a home-based business so that those things become tax-deductible to you because you want to do it and pay for it anyway? You're going to go to Outback Steakhouse with your boo anyway. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Because half of y'all, the romance is gone because the money is empty. You know what I'm saying? So why not go out with your boo, mention your buy-e-com business, and then you get to throw that receipt in your cash flow manager because you get to now write that steak off. You know what I mean? And so that's the type of stuff that people like Warren Buffett does. And so when you lower your taxable income, it gives you more income to play with. Now, what do you do with this extra income? If you got some debt, you want to eliminate that, okay? So you want to eliminate the debt with the extra income that you get by lowering your taxes. And as you're eliminating the debt, you eliminate $3,000 worth of debt or however much debt you eliminate. Now that money is no longer going to the creditors, but it's coming into your pockets. So now what do you want to do with it? Do you want to increase your lifestyle? Not necessarily, but you want to go ahead and put that money into some type of vehicle, like Lucretia was saying, Alvin Curry shared with her. You want to put it into a vehicle that's going to make you more money, okay? Asset-producing vehicle. And when you put it in there, then it's going to start, your money will start making money. And at that point, that's how you become wealthy, and that's how you become a millionaire or financially free, whatever it is that you're looking for. And, guys, let's not get financial freedom twisted with how much money you make, because if you're a lawyer or a doctor and you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars but you don't really have time to enjoy it, that's not financial freedom. That's actually financial slavery. Think about that for a second, because a lot of people think, if I just get more hours on my job, where's the freedom in that, though? You know what I mean? So it's going to be strategies that's going to help you get to the tippity-tippity top. And when you move into investing, and it's really not that hard. Like Lucretia said, she started off with $25. I started off with like $20, $50, you know. And you don't have to have a whole bunch of money to invest. And what I want to really, really encourage you guys to do is to start putting away a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying, until you build up a certain amount. All of us should be able to brag and say that we got some uh-oh money, you know, and that is your emergency fund money, just in case ish happens. And so how do you get yourself some uh-oh money? You want to have, and if you're not able to get it on your job, you want to have a business where you're producing some type of income so that you'll have access to more cash. The more cash that you have and the more strategy that you have with that cash, the better off your life will be. You'll probably have a lot of problems, but money won't be one of them. But it all comes with the decision to first take the first step. So before we could even move into investing and eliminating debt and everything, you have to eliminate the mindset that so easily besets you, and that is the mindset that I'm just going to sit and think about this thing. I don't know if I really want to start a business right now. So if you're thinking like that, then you don't know if you want to be financially free, and that's just like the bottom line. So I don't really like to expound on investing until people take the first step, you know what I mean, Lucretia, and actually invest in themselves and start a business that's going to teach them the strategies so that they can really invest. And, guys, let me just tell you one of the benefits of being an investor. Investors, we pay the lowest taxes on earth. Right now, if you're just a regular employee, you're paying about 28 to 33% in taxes, okay? If you are a business owner, you're paying about 12 to 15% in taxes. So that's even lower than a W. So you guys who go to work and work for somebody who owns the business pay 33%. That's one-third of your income. The business owners pay 12 to 15%, okay? That's half, more than half of what you pay, okay? And then your investors only pay 10%. 10%, they tithe.
Now,
and that's
awesome.
Just the bald-faced truth. So the thing is, do the math. It's like not rocket science. Do you want to be a 10% taxpayer, or would you rather continue to stay at 33%?
Yes, indeed.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Well, Nature, can I ask you a question for the audience? Because I know that some people probably well, I've heard you talk about it before, but I've seen quite a few new numbers on here. Can you explain to people one of the things that separates my econ as far as, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know how to sell anything, or, you know, can we get over that objection really quickly for those who might possibly be considering my econ?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the beautiful thing about my econ is that you don't have to sell anything but yourself. You're going to sell yourself on the idea of financial freedom. And so if you have a problem with buying into that idea, that'll be the only thing that really holds you back. But for those who are really not into the network marketing thing, I don't want to do it, and you're completely resistant against it, that's cool. And the beautiful thing is that our company has three financial strategies. And so you can just choose to operate in strategy alone and not even work the business component and still reach financial freedom. It'll take you a little bit longer to do, but you're still able to do it. So I would say the average person utilizing strategy in my econ, and that's simply working on your own financial house, lowering your taxes, lowering your taxable income, and having an investing, okay, that it'll probably take you roughly about 20 years to become a debt-free millionaire, depending on your situation, okay? And I'm sorry, I've been out of high school almost 20 years, and I know people that have been out of high school 20 years, and they're not a millionaire, so it's not a very long, long, long time if you really look at it. So you can use the strategies and become extremely wealthy. But if you want to, if you ever decide that, you know what, I want to actually become financially free a whole lot sooner, then you can kick into our second strategy, and that is to work your business and to actually share the gift of financial freedom with others by way of referring people to the business. And then you can earn thousands of dollars simply by being a referral for us. For other people who want to minimize their taxes and whatnot and earn thousands of dollars, and you'll have more money to invest. And so, therefore, you'll be able to become a millionaire a whole lot sooner, or financially free. Whatever your financial goals are, you'll be able to get there a lot sooner by sharing the opportunities and our arsenal of products. But if you choose not to, then the beautiful thing about my econ, unlike any other company on the planet, you don't have to.
Yes. I love that. I love options. I love having the freedom to decide. Because, guys, if I be honest, I hadn't pretty much sold much of anything. And I hadn't had a hard time really recruiting either, because it's not easy. It's a decision, guys. We're at the last minute. And I want to leave you with this. Either you're comfortable being broke and living, or you're really tired. See, it's not, nothing is going to work for you until you're ready to dedicate whatever you time and energy you have to make it work for you. We are to get dominion. God gave power to get people. So you cannot say that you're waiting on God or that you're trying to see what the will of God is. The will of God is for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's our show for this. Armitria, I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for sharing with us. Thanks, everyone, for being on. We love you. I bless you. Go be productive.